Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well, it's a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and weirdos, sort of bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, friends. We're going to jump over on Sons of Liberty in just a moment. And then we're going to talk about just saying a little bit louder. I didn't get to it on Saturday, so I'm going to get to it today. And we're going to keep it line upon line, precept upon precept. Keeping my word, because I want to make sure that we get to the topics that I find very important for the times, because we don't want history to repeat itself. And the answer to that is prevention is better than cure, right? So we'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And or friends, if you'd like to go over to Facebook, please do. Please do. Bradley Dean double E and or Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio and or Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media, friends. You can also, again, friends, call in at any time over the next hour. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, for the sake of time, let's jump over to Sons of Liberty Media. We want to get as much information to you by putting your feet upon the rock of Jesus Christ and the Constitution. Remember, George Washington, this was taught in public schools throughout the United States of America. George Washington's farewell address, all the way up until 1962, every child in this country knew his farewell address before graduating public high schools. He said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And I say that in the natural to bring it over to the natural. Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my going. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, some of this stuff is just incredible. Folks, we have some Baltimore corrections officers charged with crime of looting during riots in Baltimore. And during their photoshops, their little Photoshop pictures in jail, their little jail pictures, they're both smiling. They just think no big deal. I mean, friends, we can go ahead and have fun. We can riot. We can loot. We can kill cops. We can kill whoever we want to, because that's our version of justice. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, on marriage, it's time for the master, that's you, America, to tell the servant what the Constitution and the law says by enforcing it against their crimes. Also talked a little bit about on Saturday how Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, was going to post official government documents labeled these 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. Oh my goodness, friends. Oh my God. And there's actually these useful idiots that are going along to get along. Ah, they don't realize they're digging the hole that they themselves at length are going to fall in. Them first, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. UN has invaded 190 American cities with covert like. Friends, covert like. Culvert, an unscreened Islamic jihadist. I thought it was about terrorism, friends. Now you know what's wonderful about the prophetic message is the prophetic is always vindicated in time. And I love when people say, oh, Bradley, I just don't see that. I don't agree with that. Man, that sounds like theory because, you know, I'm so worldly minded that I'm no heavenly good. You know, I just believe what the state controlled media has to say. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you come up onto it. It kind of reminds me of Jeremiah when he went to the priests, the hierarchy of the church, and then he went to the government, the king. He went to the hierarchy of government, both the government of the church and the government of the world. Interestingly enough, he would warn them as to things that were going to come down the line, and then all of a sudden they would give him the bread of affliction. They would do what they wanted to do to him until all of a sudden those words started to come to pass, and all of a sudden they would want to go over to Jeremiah and say, hey, Jeremiah, you know, here, can you go back to the Lord and can you share this with him? And then Jeremiah would look at him and say, you know what, guys? Too late. You've been warned. You didn't take it serious. And you're going to eat. You're going to eat. You're going to pay the piper now. You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. And here it comes. But, friends, I just wanted to let you know, UN has invaded 190 American cities with covert and unscreened Islamic jihadists. It's interesting. I thought the UN wasn't about a global initiative. And do keep in mind the UN came out of World War II, and America is responsible for it. But what they want to do is they want to give power to a one-world government. Just ask Georgie 1 and Georgie 2, right? Interestingly enough, a side note, Jeb Bush leading the polls for the conservative pick? Really? Friends, we talked about this sometime past. Folks, nobody has done more damage to this country than the Bush regime. And I want you to understand, first and foremost, on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, nothing new under the sun. All those polls are bought and paid for. And I'm sorry to say again, friends, it's nobody pushing Jeb Bush or the Clintons more than the conservatives to their own chagrin. Folks, they should be ashamed. It's all bought and paid for. It's not true. Sons of Liberty Media.com, from soft tyranny to hard tyranny, you must be made to obey, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com, that's how it comes. Push comes to shove. And folks, they've been doing a lot of pushing lately, haven't they? Also wanted to let you know on Sons of Liberty Media.com, in the state of South Carolina, will South Carolina be next in recognizing permitless concealed carry? Well, friends, if you look at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you've already got the right to bear arms. So why you need a permit? Well, a permit from who? Those that serve we the people? Oh, sounds like something's a little strange in that mix there, right? A permit from those that represent we the people. A permit from those that represent we the people. Who delegated that permit business, and why would we delegate our power given unto us, given to you to represent us, and then you would put a permit request on us when you already derive your just powers from we the people? Now, if you didn't get what I just said, which I said perfectly, go ahead and download the last podcast of today's show, okay? Play it real slow. Sons of Liberty Media.com, protecting ourselves from environmental protection. Friends, it's a scheme. These people are dangerous. I don't know what else to say to you. I don't know how else to say it to you. But when you're talking about environmentalism, you're talking about communism, friends. Boko Haram reveals true Muslim media. Meaning of peace. Yeah, there's some sick folks, friends. Devil straight from hell in the flesh incarnate. The Islamic State's death fatwa, a government terrorist categorizes, includes left liberals. Of course it does. They're the first ones to go. They needed the useful idiots, but we're beginning to see it transform itself and manifest itself as to what's going on in this country. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Me and Sam, the producer of the show, are going back and forth because stuff comes back to me that I've seen over the last couple of days that I said, you know what, I got to write this down. I got to throw this out there. It's really that important. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com and bring forth some of the new columns that have come out today as to what's going on across your country. We have MSNBC tweets anti-cop video of police officer being dragged by criminal. Folks, it's absolutely amazing. A cop goes up to this young man, tells him what to do. The criminal says no, ignores the cop because he's been given permission to do that. I want to ask, now that I'm saying that, I want to ask you useful idiots that think it's funny that cops are getting killed and that this government is raging war and inciting war against our police in the United States of America. Now, let's just think this through for a moment. So when they say that the cops are no longer doing their job and they're the problem, then who comes in to enforce the law behind them? I'm speaking to the useful idiots. 1-866-233-0747. If the cops that we have today have become ineffective, then who comes behind them to enforce the laws behind them? And by the way, it becomes their law, not our law. Useful idiots, 1-866-233-0747. See, you're being used. You're being played the dupes of ill-designing men to your own demise. Because they're using you to attack the police. In the process, what they mean to do is undermine the police by using you so they can come in and militarize the United States of America, called a police state. See, and that's exactly, I'm sure, one of these articles in which it meant when it was talking about from soft tyranny to hard tyranny. That's exactly right. Remember, they want to transform society. And the way to do that is to show you that the old system doesn't work. Yet Scripture tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old past, not the new past. Now, you're dealing with man's 10,000 commandments. I'm saying something else on another branch of the same trunk. You're dealing with man's 10,000 commandments because man has left off God's 10 commandments. You understand? There's nothing wrong with the old system. The old system needs to be enforced against those that are incumbent today. Oh, and by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, no wonder Washington doesn't change. 79 members of Congress have been in office for at least 20 years. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. And going back to what I was just saying, friends, you have these criminals. I believe it's the number of 15 cops have been killed just in 2015. Who is encouraging all this? The state-controlled media. But here again, we have MSNBC, a communist network. Oh, they don't hide that, friends. Their slogan is forward. It's same thing as Barack Hussein Obama's. Same thing as the DHS, friends. Forward is a communist slogan. But here's MSNBC tweets anti-cop video of police officer being dragged by a criminal. And then, you know, that's all they have to do, friends, to the good conservative Christians out there. It just simply ask for forgiveness. But if it was you, they would drag you through the mud and then some. They would want your hide strung up, friends. Friends, the mercies of the wicked are cruel. I've shared with you on occasion, friends, the analogy of the captain of the ship who was shot at by another ship on the sea. He shot at him once and he missed. But because this captain of the ship that was shot at was so merciful, he just went about his own business and he ignored it. He forgave him without question. Well, that captain was encouraged to do it again, so he shot at the merciful captain's ship once more. He missed again. And the merciful captain, to his own demise, just ignored it once again. America, does this sound like America? The American people? Yes, it does. Well, guess what, friends? The third one cost him. Because the bad captain shot at the good captain. Well, that's what we'd say anyways today. He shot at the merciful captain's ship the third time, and this time he didn't miss. It sunk his ship. And all those that were aboard died. Why? Because the merciful captain didn't understand mercy at all. Mercy and a merciful captain would have brought forth judgment the very first time in dealing with the issue to show mercy unto those that were on his ship. But he didn't do it. And friends, we need to deal with things accordingly here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You know what's interesting is MSNBC's ratings are so low, friends. They don't get lower than a snake's belly. They're that bad. But they go along with the narrative concerning this president every step of the way, don't they? And look who they employ there, friends. Tax evaders, criminals, insurrectionists, so on and so forth. A group of useful idiots. Let me say it that way. Men that think they're women and women that think they're men. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wanted, since converting to Islam, white widow has murdered 400 people. Since a white woman converted to Islam, this white woman, this white widow, she looks all American, by the way, has murdered over 400 people. Isn't that interesting? Just watched some video this morning of a Muslim woman in Australia getting pulled over by a police officer. When the police officer, just so you know that this is globally going on, the same narratives, same talking points, attempting to snuff out people's freedom of speech across the globe. This Muslim woman's pulled over by this police officer. And right when she gets pulled over, the police officer, because she was swerving back and forth on the road, wanted to give her a breathalyzer test. He wanted to make sure she wasn't drunk. Well, the first thing she does is retaliates and calls him a bigot. And then she goes on to call him a racist. And then he told her to take off her burqa so he could see her face. Friends, if I was to wear a burqa or my wife was to wear a burqa into a store, if we didn't get shot, we would definitely be frisked. But going back to the story, He goes back and forth. The cop was super cool to her, even though she was hurling names back at him. Racist, bigot, you're a racist because of this, you're a racist because of that. Well, it works in America, so we'll try it over here in Australia. So he tells this woman, this Muslim woman, to get back into the car. She goes and she files charges against the police officer by saying that the police officer touched her. What she didn't realize, it was all on footage. She didn't know this. She was busted lying. She was indicted. She was charged. Now she's serving 6 months in jail for lying to officials there. Then she comes back after that, and she said that it wasn't her that actually filed the charges. It was her twin sister. Remember, she didn't want to take off her burqa? She said that it wasn't her that filed the charges. She said it was her twin sister. Folks, these folks are dangerous. These folks are dangerous every step of the way. But Bradley, come on, dude. That's happening in Australia. That's not happening here. Oh, have you been listening to the show? Have you been paying attention to what's going on across your country? Have you not seen how the Muslims are going line upon line, precept upon precept, following right in suit with the homosexuals, same methodology? No, Bradley, I haven't heard none about that. Have you been paying attention as what's going on in Texas concerning the mayor out there, Mayor Beth Van Duane or Dune? They're attacking the mayor, and the Muslims now in Texas are demanding the Texas mayor surrender after she attacked the Sharia court that they're trying to establish in Texas. That's been shut down. And by the way, they found out that there was fraudulence all the way around that. Of course they are. And even the lawyers that were behind it, they weren't registered in the state of Texas. See, they think they're above the law here, friends. But I want you to hear the headline again. The Muslims demand Texas mayor to surrender after she supposedly attacked Sharia court. She didn't attack Sharia court. She lawfully dismissed their request. See, they don't understand what it's like to be ruled by law. But then again, neither do the homosexuals. But then again, we're not asking for permission to enforce those laws against what they demand unlawfully. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. What I didn't tell you is this Texas mayor, she didn't budge one inch. I'm going to play some audio right after this break.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's been July with its Pentobite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Muslims demand Texas mayor surrender after she attacked Sharia court. Does someone want to ring the bell and let the Muslims know that they're ruled by the laws of the United States of America? And if they don't want to do that, then they can go back to where they came from? That's hate, isn't it? Isn't that bigotry? You leftist wacks. Oh, my goodness. Muslims demand Texas mayor surrender after she attacked Sharia court. She didn't attack Sharia court. She dismissed it. The group of Muslims who attempted to establish the first Islamic Sharia court inside the United States of America, namely in Texas, the town of Irving, just received a devastating blow thanks to the town's mayor standing strong. Here's another woman standing strong and not backing down. Mayor Beth Van Duyne, there's no A, friends, it's D-U-Y-N-E, okay, made a public Facebook post stating that she backs the new Texas law, which prohibits any kind of foreign law from being practiced in the state of Texas. You think? What have we become? This isn't even a conversation, friends. But these people, they come over here and then they begin to demand we, the American people, to submit to their laws? What? Try that there, right? After calls, threats, and toddler-like demands to apologize from the Muslims who attempted to form the Sharia Tribunal, along with the representatives from the Council on Islamic-American Relations, CARE, friends, right? A known front for the Muslim Brotherhood, the mayor never once backed down. She shouldn't have. She did the right thing. This is what makes us Americans, right? Folks, there were a multitude of illegal activities taking place behind the attempted formation of Sharia court, including the fact that all four of the voluntary Sharia law lawyers were not licensed to practice law in Texas. Folks, that is a third degree felony in this country. That is against the law. But keep in mind, the head of Sharia in Texas said, we are above the laws of the United States of America. We are just doing what the President of the United States is doing. We don't have to follow the rule of law. Well, shortly thereafter, our laws, not Sharia, the female mayor tells unhappy Muslims to respect our laws, to obey our laws, and to embrace our laws. Listen up.
Muslims in Irving, this after the city just approved a resolution that they say is aimed at persecuting their religion.
Persecuting.
Paul on the story, joining us live tonight.
Hang on a second. Folks, did you hear what they said? It's aimed at persecuting their religion because they can't come over into America and establish their laws above our laws. Oh, and by the way, this is exactly how the homosexuals react and respond to our laws. What have they been doing over the last 5 and 6 and 7 years in the United States of America? To enforce the laws is now to hate. To enforce the laws, well, if you do that, now you're called a bigot. It's exactly what the Muslims are doing, friends. Now we can understand why the Muslims and the homosexuals are embracing one another in the United States of America. Because the Texas mayor says no to a foreign law in the United States of America, it's persecution to their religion? See, they want you to fall for this. They want to pull you into this debate. They want to pull you into this argument. There is no argument. In this Texas mayor, God bless her every step of the way, she has not budged one inch. Not one inch has she given way to foreign law in the United States of America. And nor should she. That would be considered treason on her part. But here comes the Muslims, oh, you are persecuting us. No, we're not persecuting you. Hey, you're welcome here. You're afforded asylum here. But you are ruled by the same laws that we are, brother from another mother. Go on, Sam.
Is defending this vote that went down, Jeff.
Well, Doug, tempers flared here inside City Hall and Irving as council members voted and approved on this resolution right here in support of a House bill that forbids any use of any foreign law. Now, it was a more symbolic vote, but many Muslims who are inside tonight say they feel like they're being targeted and that it further solidifies Islamophobia.
Okay, now stop. Wait, it further solidifies Islamophobia. Okay, so if we enforce the laws against the radical homosexuals, that's hate and that's bigotry. I'm being facetious, but this is their mindset, and they want you to bite onto the bait. Okay? They want to pull you into this argument. There is no argument. Okay, now when the Muslims come here, they say that they're being persecuted because they can't implement their foreign law in America. And then they say it further solidifies their point that there's Islamophobia. Wait. Going back to the radical homosexuals, if you don't accept their lifestyle, then it's homophobic. You're afraid of accepting their lifestyle. No, I'm not afraid of accepting your lifestyle. I'm not going to tolerate your lifestyle because it's unnatural and they're crimes against nature and God calls it an abomination. End of story. Homophobic? Now the Muslims are saying it's Islamophobia to not accept Sharia law in America.
In 5 seconds, the Irving City Council physically will change nothing.
And that motion passes 5-4.
But mentally, for the dozens of Muslims who packed inside City Hall, they say it crushes them.
I think it is the most disgraceful day as a citizen in Irving.
What Omar Suleiman is talking about is the approved city resolution that supports House Bill 562. The proposed legislation codifies that U.S. and state laws supersede foreign laws.
The elephant in the room is that it's the anti-Sharia bill.
Many Muslims believe it.
Hang on a second. So we have anti-gay, and now here comes the Muslims saying it's the anti-Sharia bill. Now, America, let's play their game for a moment, okay? Let's say I went over to a Muslim nation and I said I wanted to implement our laws found on the Mosaic Institution. That's called common law, which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled because that's the rule of law in our country. And I want these laws to be implemented in a Muslim nation. How far do you think that would go? I want to lay this to you too, friends. Who has encouraged these people to come down here and systematically try to overthrow the laws of our Constitution? And notice the process every step of the way is exactly what the radical homosexuals have done. Exactly. Every step of the way. Every step of the way. The elephant in the room, said this Muslim, in that it's the anti-Sharia law. You don't expect, or you don't support homosexuals. Guess what? That's called the anti-gay bill. Or you're anti-gay. Right? Now they're coming up with anti-Sharia. Folks, exactly verbatim. Verbatim.
Reaction to a new Islamic tribunal that was just created in Irving earlier this year. The Muslim judges told us in February it was religious mediation for civil disputes like marriage and not binding.
This bill does not mention at all Muslim, Sharia law, Islam, even religion.
The mayor telling the crowd it's important to recognize the Constitution and unite behind U.S. and Texas laws.
Respect them. Obey them. Embrace them.
Muslims like Solomon say it's that rhetoric that furthers the stigma, they say, endangers them.
All we can do is we can take it to the ballot box. I mean, we need to vote.
Okay. The stigma that further endangers them. Friends, what are they doing? They're putting themselves in the positions of the victims. They're putting themselves in the position of being the victim of American constitutional law. Same exact thing as the radical homosexuals. To enforce law now, so when a cop pulls somebody over, again, because he loves his God, and he loves his people, and he loves his country, and he wants to enforce the law to establish freedom. So when he enforces the law against crime now, they're trying to teach you, America, to look at the cop, and we can see this in Baltimore, to look at the cop and say, you hate our country. You hate me. You're a bigot. You're anti-crime now. I mean, folks, this is exactly what they're doing. They're using the law against the law to overthrow the law. This is straight out of the playbook of communism to a T. They're using the law against the law to overthrow the law. But for those that do a little homework and they say thank you to all those men and women that fought blood and died to give us what we have today, they read the Constitution and the founding documents, they know the difference. I mean, folks, this is incredible that we have these people saying, as guests in our nation, attempting to overthrow American constitutional law, that it further adds to the stigma by endangering the Muslim people. Really? Really? Well, if it was so good where you came from, then why don't you go back to where you came from? Any American would say that. This falls short of sick, but I can tell you it is not sick. It is criminal behavior. Your laws in this country, on the thumbs up and the approval and the approbation of this criminal in the White House, are adding strength to foreign people to come into this country to upend your Constitution. And who's right behind the radical homosexuals, friends? As I've always said, none other than the radical Muslims using the exact same tactics. Friends, I told you so. I told you so. And I'm saying that out of confidence, friends. And I'm saying that with my hand on your shoulder saying, wake up, friends. They're beginning to do it in the light of day, and we need to deal with it lawfully. Hear it back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I want to show you why this is happening today. It's happening today because your representatives are the ones that are allowing this to happen in the first place. Those that have been there, the 79 that have been there for over 20 years, folks, you need to remove them. You need to clean house, okay? We were just talking about during the last segment how the mayor in Texas, Irvine, Texas, was under attack by the Muslims. The Muslims were asking for an apology because they were trying to implement a tribunal enforcing Sharia law in the United States of America. And then the Muslims, they played the victim in so many different ways. And what did they do? I can hear music, Sam. In so many different ways, they were playing the victims. Like I said, friends, exactly how the homosexuals played it out. You know, first it's Islamophobia. They're under attack. I'm sorry, first. Then it was Islamophobia. Then they were adding stigma to the Muslims, and they're endangering the lives of the Muslim people in America because the mayor wouldn't tolerate Sharia law in the United States of America. I want to show you how this is happening in America. And I just want to show you how it takes incrementally, little by little, and who's responsible to watch the gate. Because what you'll find is it's President Barack Hussein Obama. I'm talking about this incumbent president and his administration, because I'm speaking to the present right now. This has been going on for a long time, in this country. But it's at length the American people who are responsible for allowing this to go as far as it's gone. Here's an Alaska senator, okay? Dan Sullivan. Again, in Alaska here, friends. Dan Sullivan asking, this is incredible. In a committee hearing Wednesday, Senator Dan Sullivan, a Republican, Alaska, in Alaska there, had a tense exchange with Dan Ash, the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, over the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is in the process of holding hearings on 9 Republican bills, including one that would put the microscope on the Endangered Species Act. Forget about the kids in the womb, friends. We need to protect, the Republicans need to protect the endangered species in America. In January, President Obama announced an intention to designate 1.4 million acres of ANWR as protected wilderness. This is also the man that voted 242 times to make sure babies were killed. For more than 3 decades, some voices have clamored to drill for oil in the coastal plain, a move that could irreparably damage this ecological treasure and harm the Alaska Native communities who still depend on the caribou for subsistence, the White House said in a statement. Hang on a second. What did he say now? He said that he wanted to make sure that the caribou were protected. Even though only Congress can make such a designation, the United States Department of the Interior can impose restrictions on oil and gas development, said the Los Angeles Times. The 1,002 area of ANWR is the 1.5 million acres of land that is east of Prudhoe Bay that in 1980 was reserved for future oil and gas drilling through a law known as Alaska National Interest Lands Conservative Act. Folks, they come up with all these names. However, this could only happen if Congress approved in previous years. It was impossible for Republican presidents to gain approval from often Democratic Congresses that would block the proposal. See, again, friends, we're ruled by law. You have all these different parties working against each other. We have one constitution, not 3. So I go on. Do you think there's any other branch of the federal government that has the power to either develop the 1002 area for either oil and gas or make it a wilderness besides the body of Congress? Sullivan asked Ash at Wednesday's hearing. Ash responded in the negative. So how can the President of the United States say he's going to submit a bill to make the 1002 area wilderness, which is fine, he has the right to do this? It's got to be approved here. It won't go anywhere in the meantime, say. I'm going to manage the 1002 area for wilderness anyways. That's what he said on Air Force One to big fanfare. In other words, Barack Hussein Obama once again is overriding the voice of the people, your Congress, by saying this is what we're going to do. And he's done it over and over and over and over again. And when the American people become smart enough to understand that he doesn't have the authority to do that, everything that he's done since day one can be magically erased through your obedience, America. So how can the President of the United States say he's going to submit a bill to make the 1002 area wilderness? How does he have the right to do this? He has the right to do that. He can submit the bill. But before anything's approved, friends, he's simply saying that it comes here first before it's approved, and then it goes to the President. He said it's got to be approved here. It won't go anywhere. But in the meantime, say I'm going to manage the 1002 area for wilderness anyways. That's what the President went and said on Air Force One to big fanfare before he asked Congress for approval in the first place. Just ignore law. Just ignore law. Just override law. Do what you want to do, which is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. Sullivan, who has only been serving in the Senate since January, pressed Ash further, how can Obama manage the 1002 area as wilderness when you don't have the authority to do that? Can you explain that to me? There it is right there. How can Obama manage the 1002 area as wilderness when you don't have the authority to do that? Why is there something called Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, folks, when he doesn't have the authority derived from the American people to implement something that's unconstitutional and unlawful? He's simply going back to this individual that's working for the president. You can see it in the film. And he's just saying, he's simply asking him, you don't have the authority to do that, but can you explain to me where you derive your authority from? He said it's not going anywhere until it first comes here to be approved, if it's approved at all. And where does the president come off thinking that he overrides the voice of the people in Alaska? America, we can say that abroad because this is what he's been doing since day one. But here we have a representative that knows what he's talking about. Ash, for his part, defended himself and his agency, asserting that it's managing the 1002 area as we are managing it today for what we call minimal management. In other words, until it's approved by Congress in Alaska, Mr. Sullivan went back and asked him, can you tell me why you're managing something that we have not given you approval to manage in the first place? You went and did it without asking for our approval. America, this is how the incumbent operates. This is how foreign enemies mean to operate. This is how the radical homosexuals and the atheists and the communists in America mean to rule. They mean to rule. God forbid they ever repent for their sins before a just and a holy God. No, they're at war with God. And they act in such a fashion, again, every step of the way, everything they do counters God in his word, in his law. And that's not America. That is exactly the opposite of who we are in this country. And by the way, because America tolerates this, that's why you don't have any peace. You have no peace in the United States of America because you'd rather listen to this than deal with them. But this individual who has enough internal fortitude to lay real questions to those that mean to overrule or to undermine constitutional law in this country, he had enough common sense to ask him where he derived that authority, and he couldn't answer the question. He said back that we are just minimally managing this area. And this individual is just saying, wait a second, nobody gave you that approval. Folks, how many things have you allotted your government to do when they don't have the approval from those that have delegated the power to them in the first place? So if you want to know why the Muslims are doing it and the homosexuals are doing it and the atheists are doing it, they're doing it because America, you're letting them do it. But this patriot, this American, this representative of the United States of America, he knew better. And praise God, we still got some good people there. But folks, we need to get around real leadership and help magnify the same laws that he is. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.